we lack in numbers. There is with you such an energy that completely fills this space. I hope that you can feel it too.
Yes.
I can feel the peacefulness. Yeah. That's what I think.
Yes.
The stillness.
Yes. Whatever words we use, that's at least you feel the energy.
Yes, it doesn't feel the same each time for me. Sometimes, I find it difficult to describe, but it always seems a little different each time.
That is part of your awareness growing. When first I came to you, it was necessary that we had numbers to produce energy in order that my coming to you was a little easier. But now I think that you should know that no longer are numbers quite so necessary. That the energy that each one of you emits is enough for me to feel comfortable with.
That's good to hear.
Good to hear.
It is always good to join with you at this time. Of course, all of those others are within my thoughts. So, although their physical presence may not be with us, indeed, they are in spirit. I would like this time, my dear friends, to say to you that as time continues, and you know that time to our way of thinking is not the same as your thinking. So my time spent with you is but a blink of the eye as far as time goes. But I have seen many changes, not only with you, but within your world. And many of those issues we have discussed. But what I wish to say to you this time is that we are approaching a time within your world when there will be many challenges. There will be many challenges within the scientific fields, the medical world, but what will be the most challenging of all will be the changes within all of your religious groups. I mention those three groups only because they are a large part of your world. But there are many challenges in all the areas of your living. But what will come with these challenges and new knowledge will also be the awareness of the spiritual that goes along with these changes. It will be but one small step, but I can tell you that from the next one of your earthly years, there will be the beginnings of change. I know that with your own thinking and feeling on spirit, that you will become aware, as all of your world will become aware of these many changes. But mankind, my dear friends, I will repeat to you, is progressing along the pathway that has been intended for you. Not since your many ancient civilizations, when they were keepers of much knowledge, will there be as much knowledge in the times to come? It will be on a parallel with those civilizations.
That's good.
Wonderful.
You understand what I am telling you?
Yes.
The knowledge that has been lost to humankind in those what you would call ancient times is being reawakened very slowly, but we will make sure this time that mankind will not destroy this knowledge again. But, of course, mankind has greater intellect in these ages. Mankind, as individuals, has more thinking power for himself. Therefore, he has, in a way, become a little more feeling than those of those in past times. Those of knowledge allowed so many negative feelings and thoughts to interfere. But it will not happen again, no matter how often you are told that mankind will destroy himself. That time is passing. Mankind's spirituality must go forward. So, my dear friends, heed my words at this time, because you are to the forefront of having this knowledge given.
It's a great privilege.
perhaps by passing on the knowledge that you've given to us in our own small way, this would help.
Of course, you are emissaries of spirit. You have always been, in your own way. You have chosen particularly this time to give of yourselves in order that the spirit may shine forth. You are beacons of light, even if at times some of you may doubt this. But of course you are still human, with human problems and frailties. But that is not so important as that which comes from within. I hope and I know that you would agree with me.
Yes.
Yes, there's a feeling of that strength within. There's a feeling that has grown and is continuing to grow.
Yes. Yes. And that feeling, which you now accept so readily, is what is awaiting mankind on this planet. When all of humankind can accept their true selves, then there will be change. And we see it happening now. Put to one side earthly troubles. There always has been, and there will be for some considerable time, many difficulties in your world. But, like a cancer that is known to you in your world, knowledge will grow. Mankind will accept, and mankind will become free from the bondages of earthly life. But it is a slow progress. There is much for us to do, but it is being done. Have you any questions this time?
I was just going, thinking, these challenges you mentioned, coming to the doctors and the scientists and the people, coming, these challenges be there partly to encourage all this new rediscovering of the
yes.
knowledge that's been lost?
The challenges that they will face will make them stop and think. Not only will they feel challenged, but the realization will come to them that the purpose of life has more to offer than at first they have accepted. The spiritual aspect of life will not be denied. That is their purpose in trying to deal with the challenges that will be faced.
Yeah, so I think I'm getting a much better understanding of challenges, really.
Yes.
These challenges are very, very lovingly given them, I think,
yes.
to encourage us to grow.
I think in your world, as it is now, that the word challenge to many would mean difficulties and troubles. But yes, my dear friend, challenge is there in order for the spirit to grow. You already know at many of the troubled times that each one of you have encountered. Have been those times when the Spirit has shown itself and become much stronger.
Yes, thank you.
I think we can probably see challenges in our Christian religion.
Always in your world of religions, there has been many troubles. Always there have been challenges there. But the time will come. It only takes one mind, one thought, for that goodness to make itself known. And as I have said, it is coming, and mankind thinks for himself. He is no longer downtrodden in the same way, to the same degree, as he was in times gone by. You understand?
Yes.
I think you have indicated along the way that in addition to your teaching, which has been wonderful, there have been other teachings, there have been other influences which are all contributing to this this road to a better planet. Would I be right in thinking that the Bible code, of which we know a little more about now, would I be right in thinking that that our understanding of that will also make a contribution to the way forward?
Yes. Why, my dear friend, do you suppose that these things surface at a particular time? It is not by accident.
Yes, that one indeed has surfaced at a particular time. Yes, yes. As was prophesied.
All, I would say to you, all things of knowledge have their time. It has not been by accident that these things have been made known. I could sit here with you. I could look forward. I could tell you many things. But always, since I have come to you, my intention has been to try to teach you to find yourselves, to help you in your understanding of my words.
You have certainly done that.
And to make you look within, to find those answers for yourselves, because all lies within you. I have told you many times. In fact, sometimes I understand the word in your language, which says repetitious. I begin to feel that I know that word well.
Speaking for myself, we need it.
But I do not apologize for it, because each time I have repeated my words for you, I have seen your light grow. And I am sure that you would agree with me that since we first met, you are different from me.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
It always gladdens me when I come to you. How much warmth and love is extended towards me. Because although so much is known, when those of us who come to your world come to speak to many, always when we enter this denseness, I might call it, there always is that little uncertainty. That may sound strange to you, my dear friends. But when we come from our world to this denseness, we are also embroiled within that atmosphere. Can you understand? No, you do not. So we will leave it there. But I can see how much brighter you are.
But would it be that the welcome that we feel for you helps you through that density?
Of course. Like I said when I came first this evening, that it is now much easier. That the numbers of people within the room to create the energy that is needed, it is now not quite as necessary.
Yeah.
Because my transition in coming here is so much easier. It is now very comfortable for me to use this one as an instrument, because, and again you will not fully understand the process of using a human being as a voice from our world. There were many things to be adjusted from our side. And also to make sure that any instrument used was kept safely and comfortable throughout their usage. But that is not something that we need to discuss. Only that you know that always I have felt your love, but never as strongly as I do these days. And as always, that love energy makes it so much comfortable. Are there any questions this time?
Any more questions, George?
Well, I wonder if I could pursue a little further the Bible code.
Yes.
And rightly or wrongly, I have written to Michael Drosnin, who has written two books on the subject, and hopefully we might liaise with him, communicate with him. He's very knowledgeable.
Yes.
Amongst people who know something of this. There seems to be, well, the code itself indicates that there is a key to further unlock the book that's sealed within the book, if I can put it like that. And this key seems to be in the form of a stone obelisk, now submerged beneath the land. Also, there's mention of a steel container, and this is on the shores of the Dead Sea, near a village called Masra, and he's talking in his latest book about using scientific equipment to attempt to locate this key. I suggested it might be better to endeavour to locate it through either spirit communication or dowsing.
Yes.
I wonder if I've given him a reasonable suggestion.
I will say this to you, my dear friends. There will be communication between you. That is for sure. There is a purpose in not finding the key that you speak of. Again, I will say there is a time for all things.
Yes, yes.
It will happen, but I tell you, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to you that your suggestion to him, those would have been my words.
Oh, thank you.
If he needs the answer, then he must approach it from the spiritual aspect. You can spend much time, much energy, much money in your world, but until the time is right for you and from us in spirit, it will not happen.
Thank you. That's,
but I would say he is being influenced.
Yes. He says in his book that he does not believe in a god or something to that effect. But I rather think he's making an unfair assessment of himself. He seems to be very well motivated, so far as I can make out.
Do not judge him, my dear friend.
I would not.
Although he feels he does not believe, that makes no difference to us in the world of spirit. We choose those instruments who can best serve our purpose. Whether they believe or not, it is down to the spiritual energy within.
Yes, yes.
As with all instruments, and I am sure you have read of many who have resisted the work that they were meant to do.
This particular one seems to me very well motivated to help the world as much as he possibly can.
He has a good heart, but sometimes the thinking interferes. But he is being influenced because these things must be known, but at the time that is right for all people.
Yes. Could I also mention the scientist, Eliyahu Rips, who has worked out the computer program for
yes.
seeking out the code. I'm sure he has been very, very much influenced from spirit.
That is almost like the challenges I speak of. Do you understand? These challenges, although it is of the earth, it also comes from spirit.
Yes.
You understand? No, you do not. but we will leave it there, because all who are chosen to bring forth the wonders of our world to mankind are being influenced in many ways. That is what matters. That what they do, that is why so often they seem committed individuals, because they are being influenced from our world to do the work that they feel is of the earth, but indeed is of spiritual nature. Because these codes are necessary for humankind to understand what is about to take place. It is a knowledge that has been kept from you for very good reasons, because mankind, to put it simply, has not been ready for these revelations.
Yes, I appreciate that we must be able to handle whatever knowledge comes to us.
If it comes too soon, then mankind, of course, would deny or ridicule, because those feelings are also within the human nature. So the time must be right for them to be acceptable.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I see that.
But it matters not whether the individual believes or does not believe, as long as the purpose of the work is taken up and done with dedication, and that the wider knowledge be given to all. And that is what is happening here. But I commend you for your words to him.
Thank you. Could I mention one other whom I met recently? A lady known as Vincente, who lives at Ventnor, I'm white. And I understand that she has had a past life as a priestess of Atlantis.
Mm.
And her high priest comes to her in spirit, and she is clairvoyant and clairaudient, and has managed to draw a picture of her high priest. I rather felt this was you've told us before that meetings are never by chance, but I had a very strong feeling that this meeting was meant.
Yes. Always the pathway that you tread will bring you encounters with those people who you should meet at that particular time. There is a purpose for you in that meeting. There is a purpose for you, my dear friend, in all of the communications that you have made. After all, you are the keeper of many words. You need to have association with many and varied intelligences, and those that you have come across are not just human beings, but human beings who are also on the spiritual pathway. from now on, in your lifetime, the people that you encounter will always have a purpose for you. It may not be recognizable to you what that purpose is, but it will be there.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes, I really have a strong feeling with that one.
That lady can supply you with quite a lot of knowledge if the association were to continue.
Yes, I like.
But again,
we have spoken of exchanging knowledge.
Yes. That is the purpose behind it all. That words be given. But she can give to you knowledge that you have yet to begin to wonder about. Although you are widely read, she can give to you more than you already know.
Yes. Our sources on the subject of Atlantis are very limited.
Yes.
She would appear to be a possible source.
Yes. She will bring to you a new aspect of living in those times.
Thank you. That's exciting news.
Because your knowledge and the need for knowledge is great. That is why you are being given. And make no mistake, my dear friend, that you are being led in all of these directions.
Thank you. It's nice to have confirmed.
Now, I feel that I have spoken enough words for you this time. And I feel that as I leave you with our dear lady friend, that a little time be given to sit and feel those who wish to come close to you. And once again, I say, whatever you feel, share with the others. But I ask only that as you speak, that your voices remain quiet and this instrument.
Yes, you're done. Okay, thank you for the evening.
Thank you.